Welcome to Unlock the Power of Picture Books, the podcast designed especially for busy elementary school teachers just like you. I'm your host, Sarah, a former teacher. If you've ever wished for more time to read aloud to your students or struggled to find the perfect book for a lesson, you're in the right place. In each episode, I'll handpick book titles to help you teach specific subjects. No more hours spent searching for the right book. Unlock the Power of Picture Books is your shortcut to impactful teaching. Plus, I'll keep you updated with the latest and greatest picture book releases so your classroom library is always fresh and exciting. Let's get started. April is Poetry Month, so I thought I would gather together some pretty interesting poetry books for kids. Now, I've done a few poetry videos before, and I'll leave those linked in the description box down below. Most of the books that I'm sharing with you today are different than what I shared in those videos, so now you'll have a really big collection of books to share with your students, because sometimes poetry can be hard, especially for young kids. It's that abstract concept that can be difficult. It's not like writing or reading a normal story. It's definitely taught and read and understood in a very different way. So I grabbed some books that are really fun, that have different types of poetry that I think you can share with your students, especially for Poetry Month. A lot of them have, and I think poetry in general, has a lot of nature themes to it. So they're perfect for spring and as we go into the summer months as well. And feel free to add in your own favorite poetry books in the comments down below, because I know there are so many out there. I just grabbed a few, and I did the research on books that I wanted to use first. Then I went to the library and I actually pulled even more from the shelves at the library, and I had to put a few back. Couldn't grab all of them. But there are a lot more books out there available for students to help them understand the different types of poetry and to appreciate it as well. Now, let's jump into those books. The first one I have is Silver Seeds by Paul Paolilli. This one has acrostic poems in it, which I think are easier for students. It gives them that framework, that simple framework of the acrostic to work with when they're writing their own poem. And by picking a theme, this one is, again, all about nature. Like I said, a lot of these poetry books are about nature. And this one takes different aspects of nature and gives us the acrostic poems for it. So you have one for sun, and you have one for tree, and for leaf. And it incorporates all those nature elements into it. And actually, it goes through a day. So it starts when the sun rises and different things that happen throughout the day, and then ends as the sun is setting and nightfall is arriving. So definitely a neat poetry book for kids to check out for Poetry Month. This next one is, again, bringing in that nature aspect, A Stick is an Excellent Thing by Marilyn Singer. I think I have a couple Marilyn Singer books in my collection today. So she has some great poems for kids. This one is poems celebrating outdoor play. And not only does this one incorporate nature and being outside, but all the different fun activities that kids can play outside, like jump roping or skipping on the sidewalk or playing jacks with their friends. Definitely a great book to share with your students, again, in the springtime as the weather is getting warmer and leaves are popping out on the trees and students are itching to get back outside again and play in nature, and they'll really connect with the poems in this one. And my next one is another Marilyn Singer book. This one is Feel the Beat, Dance Poems That Zing from Salsa to Swing. And this one is fun. It includes poems about dancing, and the poetry mimics the rhythm of the different dances. So we have the cha-cha, the two-step, salsa, tango, all sorts of dances are incorporated into this book of poetry. And I think this one is great because I feel like students don't really learn a lot about dancing and how it connects to our cultures and our families, and this book not only includes those poems and can be used for Poetry Month, but teaches students about different types of dances and how they are used to celebrate different things around the world. And it also, some of the books come with a CD, which I believe has the poetry and some of the music on there, which would be neat if you had a CD player to pop it in and share with your students. And the illustrations are very bright and bold and beautiful, and your students might just be inspired to learn some of the dances that are shared in this book. Now this next one is an older one. I'm gonna say I almost put it down. I judged it by the cover. This one is called Wet Cement, A Mix of Concrete Poems by Bob Raska. Now, it's a very gray, drab book, especially after that last book that I shared. It has bright, beautiful illustrations, but this one is really fun. It includes all sorts of different shape poems, which I think it could be confusing for some students, but I think it's also fun and a way for students to really be creative beyond just their words. So they're creating a poem, and the topic of the poem, or the shape of the poem, is woven into the topic of the poem. So for example, in this book, there is a book about clocks or about time, and the poem is in the shape of a clock. So it can be a little tricky for students to read. It can be tricky for you to read out loud, but to share them with students will really inspire them to get creative, especially the older students who can understand that a little bit better. But it'll really show your students how to look and understand poetry in a very different way. So definitely add Wet Cement to your list of poetry books. And speaking of being creative, this next one is called With My Hands, Poems About Making Things. And it's written by Amy Ludwig Vanderwater. This is a great one, especially for younger kids and really, again, those students who like to be creative. And it takes different things that you can create, different types of artwork that you can make with your hands, and creates poems around those ideas. And it talks about how building or baking or folding or crafting are all special things, ways that you can create special things on your own and really let your imagination shine through. And which I think is kind of what you do with poetry as well. You have that imagination, that creativity to create poems. And it really connects the two concepts of being creative with your hands, but also creative with your mind as well. And your students will definitely be encouraged to create something on their own after reading this book together. Now this next one is very interesting. This one is called Mirror Mirror, also by Marilyn Singer. I told you I had a lot from her collection today. This one would be great if you are doing a unit on fairy tales. So in this book, the fairy tales are turned into poems, they're short poems, but then the poetry is flipped. So it starts, the first poem has it all the way through, and then the second poem on the same page starts with the last line and goes in reverse order. And while it's a similar poem, it tells a slightly different story than what the first poem said. And it puts, like I said, a little bit of a spin on it. And so you'll see poems in here about Snow White and Rapunzel and Sleeping Beauty. So it would connect really well if you were doing a fairy tale unit. And it's interesting for students to see that poem with the same exact words, same lines, just in reverse order, and have them compare and contrast the two poems. Very interesting technique, a very interesting take on poetry. Our next book about poetry will be great for the scientists in your classroom. Again, we're gonna incorporate nature. This one is Cricket in the Thicket, Poems About Bugs by Carol Murray. Now, there are lots of different bugs that are introduced in this book, and there's a poem about each one. But what's also neat is it gives some factual information on each page about each one of those books. Great tie-in to your science curriculum if you are teaching a unit on bugs or insects. I always like when I can tie in a reading subject or writing subject with science or social studies as well. I feel like students really grasp onto the concepts that much better. But I think your bug lovers in your class, and even those that might not love bugs, will definitely enjoy this collection of poetry. Up next, we have a book called Fresh Picked Poetry, A Day at the Farmer's Market by Michelle Schwab. This book of poetry takes its readers through a day at the farmer's market, at an urban farmer's market, and what they might see, what they might eat, what they might smell, who they might interact with. So it really immerses the reader in that experience of a farmer's market through the use of poetry. Another great poetry book to add to your collection. Now, one thing I find is helpful when teaching students about poetry is finding concepts that they can connect with. Because as I mentioned before, it can be such an abstract concept. So thinking of ways you can tie in things that they enjoy or things that they experience on a daily basis will help them understand it better. So that's why I grabbed this one, There's No Place Like School by Jack Proletsky. Not only is it a fun, silly book, but all of our students experience a school day every day, and so this is something that they can really connect with. They will laugh along with these silly poems, but it's great to even start your school year or use it during poetry month. But it has poems about things that they know something about. It talks about recess and waiting for recess to come and things that happen in the lunchroom and show and tell. So all those things that they're experiencing during their school day are brought to life through poetry in this fun book that I think your students will love. Next, I grabbed this one off the shelf. It wasn't in my original research. I didn't actually know about this book, which some of my favorite authors and illustrators in this one. I have found in personal experience, and I know it's not true for everyone or every classroom, but boys are a little more hesitant to grasp poetry or to be interested in poetry. I have found that in my both second and fifth grade classroom. So this one is called Gaiku, A Year of Haiku for Boys. So I thought this one would be fun. Oh, this one's by Bob Raska and Peter Reynolds. So I thought this one would be good to pull in maybe your more reluctant readers or reluctant writers when it comes to poetry. And this one goes through the seasons of the year. I'm not sure if there's 52, like one for each week, but there's quite a few in here, and they're short, quick poems, because that's what a haiku is, and all things that will interest the boys and the girls in your classroom. But again, bringing in that nature aspects, a lot of outdoor activities that your students can connect with, and will pull them in with those topics that interest them. So a great one to maybe even kick off your poetry unit for anyone in your class. So even though it says for boys, it can be for anyone, and even the girls or anyone in your class will connect with these ones. Another set of fun poetry books. And speaking of haiku books, this one is one of my favorites. I know I've shared it on here before, and I have some activities to go along with it, which I'll tell you about in a minute. This one is called Dogku, and it's written by Andrew Clements. In the story, there's a stray dog who wanders into a family's yard. They kind of pull him in and take care of him. And he really enjoys being with this family and how they're taking care of him. But then he starts to worry, especially because he makes a few mistakes along the way. Are they going to keep him? Does he get to stay with them? Or are they going to kick him back out to the curb? This one tells a story, whereas not many of the other ones I shared, maybe the farmer's market one, don't tell us. This one tells a story through poetry, through haiku poems. It might make an easier transition for students to have that story format and to be able to see the haiku poems. There's a haiku poem on every page. But, I mean, the puppy's really cute. Your students will really love the puppy in the book, and it will help them understand haiku poems as well. And like I said, I have some activities to go along with it. I will leave links in the description box down below. I hope that you got some new ideas for Poetry Month and books that you can read aloud with your students to either teach them about poetry in reading or use as mentor text in writing to encourage their own creativity when it comes to different types of poems. I will be back next week with more read aloud tips and ideas for you to use in your classroom right away. Have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Unlock the Power of Picture Books podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to subscribe to the show and leave a review. This helps me spread the word to more and more teachers just like you.
As always, you can find all the links and resources from this episode over at thecolorfulapple.com. I'll see you back here next week.